91X News.
It's minus 9 and mainly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the Kinet Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Daria Baygujieva. Prepare for the cold weather this weekend. An extreme cold warning has been issued by the Environment Canada for several communities, including Belleville and Western Northumberland County. Temperatures will fall rapidly this evening to reach lows of minus 20 to 25 degrees Celsius. The cold snap is expected to end by Sunday. The OPP is still looking for a driver who struck a police officer when fleeing. Police received reports of a dangerous driving last night, and when they located the vehicle and tried to approach it, the suspect sped away and struck one of the officers. The officer suffered minor leg injuries. The suspect managed to evade police because of poor road conditions and the heavy traffic, but the vehicle was located shortly after on the shoulder of the eastbound lanes of the 401 just west of Napanee. The suspect vehicle is described as a black Pontiac G5 with Ontario license plates, BYYJ064. After the son of the Tim Hortons co-founder decided to cut employees' benefits, Premier Kathleen Wynne called it a bullying. In a letter to staff at their two Tim Hortons restaurants in Cobourg, Ron Joyce Jr. and Jerry Horton Joyce said that staff would no longer be entitled to paid breaks and would have to pay part of the cost for dental and health benefits. Premier Wynne said she was shocked by the move.
When I read the reports about Ron Joyce Jr., he's a man whose family founded Tim Hortons. The chain was sold for billions of dollars. And when I read how he was treating his employees, it just felt to me like this was a pretty clear act of bullying.
Four women who have filed sexual assault and harassment lawsuits against Albert Schultz spoke at a new conference in Toronto today. The allegations have not been proven in court, and Schultz says he plans to defend himself against the claims. Hannah Miller is one of these actresses.
I think this is the message that keeps me strong, and the message that I hope other people can hear, is that Soulpepper, as it is not a safe environment. It's not, certainly not for an actor whose desire and training leads them to be open and vulnerable and to delve into passion.
As of January 2nd, Belleville Transit has introduced a new and unique night bus route 11 for the city. Vanessa Stark has the story.
Belleville's newest bus route will run until midnight all week. Paul Buck, the supervisor of transit services, says the new addition to the buses in Belleville will help the city better serve their passengers' needs.
Not everybody's life ends at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. There's still things that happen. There's people at work beyond that time. There's people that want to attend sports events at the Queenie Sports Center or do some shopping or just go out.
The new route is a one-year pilot project approved by council. It will have two buses running, one for the east end starting at the downtown terminal going north to Jamison Bone Road. The other starts where the first left off. The second bus will begin at Jamison Bone Road, covering the north and west side of the city. But Buck says that's not all.
What's unique about this route is that it's also a semi-flexible route. Customers can phone in through regular business hours through the day and request a pickup. We will flex the route to go to any bus stop within the city on a regular bus route to provide a pickup for that customer. And then when they board the bus, they can tell the driver whereabouts they want to depart at. And then the driver will take them again to the nearest bus stop on one of our regular routes to drop them off.
The first night saw about a dozen passengers, and by the second night, that number more than doubled. After the pilot run, Buck says they will know where the travel patterns are to develop better service for passengers. But what happens to Route 11 after the year depends on approval from council. Vanessa Stark, QNET News, Belleville.
University of Calgary will be leading a new Canada-wide clinical trial to test a new treatment for ALS, also known as the Lou Gehrig's disease. Hundreds of volunteers will be taking part in a trial. Cliff Barr was diagnosed in October, and he decided to take a chance to try and fight his disease.
I found the idea of the clinical study promising. It gives you a little bit more hope, a little more promise, and if it can help me, that would be great. But if it doesn't, but it can help others in the future, that's good too.
An Iranian official is blaming the CIA for stirring up the anti-government protests. AP correspondent John Gambrell has details.
Iran's top prosecutor has directly named a CIA official as being what he describes as the, quote, main designer of the protests that have shaken the country. This has come in a report that was carried by the state-run IRNA news agency that alleged that the CIA official headed an operation that had Israeli and Saudi support and sought an armed insurrection in Iran by mid-February.
The protest began last Thursday in the city of Mashhad and quickly extended to other cities. There will be a museum exhibit displaying pieces from Justin Bieber's childhood in his hometown of Stratford. The display named Steps to Stardom will open at the Stratford Perth Museum in February. Some of the pieces will display Bieber's Grammy Award, microphones, a hockey bag, and personal letters. That's Kinet News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
What's wrong? Oh, I've tried everything to lose weight, but nothing seems to work. What's your secret? You look terrific.
You're right. I had the same problem. Then I discovered Ewan Weight Loss Studios.
Ewan Studios focuses on one-on-one health coaching, real grocery store foods, natural products, and friendly staff to motivate you for an easy and effective weight loss journey. Book a free consultation today, 613-779-7373, or stop by Ewan Weight Loss Studios, Hilden Plaza, Sydney Street, Belleville.
Good afternoon. I'm Daria Bogujeva with QNET Sports. Belleville Senators started the year off right with a come-from-behind win over Binghamton. Gabriel Gagnier notched his second shootout winner of the year in Belleville's 3-2 win over the Devils last night. The Sens head coach Kurt Kleinendorst says he was pleased with his team's resiliency.
I still think our best hockey is ahead of us, but you know what? I thought it was a character win. We battled. If we did nothing else, we battled. And we found a way to win a hockey game, and that's what matters.
Goaltender Marcus Högberg had 32 saves. Forward Nick Pauls said his goaltender was the real difference maker in the win.
It was great. Some of the shots that went in there he couldn't see, so we got to help him on there and block shots. But he was on tonight, good in the shootout, good all around. So solid goalie and solid performance for him tonight.
Marcus Högberg is expected to start in net again on Friday when Belleville travels to Binghamton for a rematch tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. Wellington Dukes got a new coach. Scott McCrory is no longer a head coach, with John Drews taking his place. Ryan Woodward has also resigned from his position of general manager and associate coach, and assistants Ryan Kitchen and Kyle Hawkins have also resigned. The Golden Hawks will meet with Wellington Dukes tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the S-Rock Arena. Newmarket Hurricanes are facing off with Beaufort tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Ray Twinney Recreation Complex. The puck will draw between Kingston Voyagers versus Pickering Panthers tonight at 7 p.m. at Invista Center. A number of games is also happening tomorrow night. Lindsay Muskies will be playing against with Beaufort. Milton Icehawks will go head-to-head with Kingston Voyagers, and Pickering Panthers will meet Oakville Rangers. Canadian slot back Chris Getzlaf has retired after 11 CFL seasons and two Grey Cup titles. He made an announcement today at Mosaic Stadium. He spent most of his time playing for Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Getzlaf says his experience playing football will help him to concentrate on his career as a financial advisor.
Yeah, I mean, it's given me all kinds of opportunity. It's given me a great way to make a living doing something that I love. It's allowed me to develop relationships that are never going to be forgotten. It's allowed me to get out and speak publicly in front of people and hopefully pass on some of the wisdom that I've able to pick up through this sport.
Canada will meet Czech Republic in the semifinals at the World Junior Championship today. Czech Republic head coach Filip Pezan said it will be a miracle for his team to beat Canada. Canadian captain Dylan Dubé said that Pezan's claims are just gamesmanship.
I don't think they're giving themselves enough credit. I think they're trying to just go pressure free throughout this whole thing. I think everybody's putting the pressure on Canada this year because we're a dominating team, and it would be the same if they were playing U.S. or Sweden. I feel like they would say that, and because we're the team coming out of this side, I think they're trying to put the pressure on us and wanting us to crack.
Send us your team or league scores email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries and a low of minus 22. Tomorrow will be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of minus 31. At 4:09, it's minus 9. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Daria Bogujeva. News on 91X, next at 5.